This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 25 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock. News Time is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
In his first week in office, President Trump in Las Vegas today, thanking supporters who helped put him back in the White House, he says, many of them hospitality and gig workers, looking to make their wages go further. Trump says he'll make good on a campaign promise to end federal taxes on tips.
We're going to get it for you. No tax on tips.
The Trump administration taking shape quickly. His fourth nominee confirmed today, the Senate voting 59-34 for Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security. Last night, Pete Hegseth, in a tie-breaking vote, was confirmed as defense secretary. Celebrations today in the Middle East. Four Israeli soldiers released by Hamas after being held for 477 days. It was the second exchange in the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israel released 200 Palestinians from detention and prisons. After a rare winter storm in the South, bringing snow and ice, temperatures starting to warm up this weekend. This is ABC News. Airline fares and fees have soared to new heights. Members of Congress now demanding more information from two budget airlines about their pricing practices.
As analysts warn about airfares rising in the coming months by an average of nearly 20%, a bipartisan group of senators is demanding to know if airlines are charging you more for a ticket depending on your zip code. The senators writing a letter to the CEOs of budget carriers Spirit and Frontier Airlines, asking them to explain their apparent practice of using customers' personal information to charge different seat fees to passengers on the same flight.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. You have another chance this weekend to catch a glimpse of the northern lights. NOAA scientists say the auroras are back due to a vibrant magnetic storm. The best viewing spots, they say, will be in the Northeast, Upper Plains, and the Pacific Northwest, along with Alaska. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 Center.
News Time is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for tonight calls for a low of 8, a few lingering snow flurries, winds still breezy, 5 to 10 mile an hour winds, and then tomorrow 28 with breezy winds sticking around. That's been the biggest detriment today, is the winds. At times, we've had a gust up to 26 miles per hour earlier today. Right now, winds around 13, and it is 25 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
I'm Phil Nee with news. A man accused of helping his son hide four bodies in a Wisconsin cornfield has been sentenced to 16 years in prison. Online court records show Dunn County Circuit Judge James Peterson sentenced 59-year-old Darren Osborne on Thursday. A jury found Osborne guilty of four counts of hiding a corpse in October. According to prosecutors, Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs, shot four people in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2021. The victims' bodies were discovered in an SUV abandoned in a Dunn County cornfield. Suggs was sentenced to 103 years in prison in 2023. Court records indicate a succession of Osborne defense attorneys have withdrawn from the case. School was canceled Friday for the Wisconsin Heights School District after reports of a potential threat. Administrators sent out an email to families notifying them that school would be canceled. In that email, it said there was a potential safety threat. An update Friday afternoon from the Dane County Sheriff's Office said someone called them to report the potential threat. It did not detail what that threat was. Deputies involved the State Office of School Safety. The Sheriff's Office said, after investigating and interviewing students, they found no immediate danger. They couldn't confirm any criminal activity, so now any disciplinary action would be left up to administrators. Authorities said the system worked exactly as it should have. Someone reported a school threat to law enforcement. They got to work investigating, and students were kept safe while they looked into it. The Office of School Safety's Speak Up, Speak Out line is always open for tips. You can call 1-800-MY-SUSO-1 or SUSO to 738-477. A ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Former Republican Governor Scott Walker's signature 2011 law drastically reduced the collective bargaining ability of state public sector unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that portions of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Frost later issued a temporary pause and on Thursday granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The case will very likely come before the state Supreme Court, which currently holds a 4-3 liberal majority. A lawsuit filed by several union groups argued the law is unconstitutional because it treats some public safety workers differently from other public employees. Act 10 has withstood previous legal challenges. A new report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found home prices and overall sales rose again in 2024. According to the report, the number of home sales rose by nearly 5% over 2023, and the average price jumped nearly 9% to $310,000. The report also noted that while home prices are rising in the state, they have not risen as quickly as other regions. Experts cited high demand and low supply for the seller's market and higher mortgages with stagnant income contributing to affordability challenges. A new report from the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis found that plans for a tunnel on Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline will cost much more than originally anticipated. According to the report, the organization estimated that the total cost of the project will be much higher than the $500 million estimation the company shared in 2018. In addition to the higher cost, Enbridge Energy is currently engaged in a legal battle with local environmental and tribal groups challenging the Line 5 pipeline relocation project. Wisconsin attorney Josh Call has announced the state will join 17 others in defending an Environmental Protection Agency rule targeting PFAS. According to a press release, the brief will be filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit and argues that upholding the rule would significantly improve public health. PFAS contamination has been linked to a number of negative health effects, including various types of cancer and ulcerative colitis. Addressing PFAS contamination has been a major goal for state officials in Wisconsin. And a new report shows Madison is doing a good job in addressing the housing shortage. Storage facilities management company Storag Cafe analyzed hundreds of U.S. cities with populations over 55,000 between 2005 and 2023, ranking each based on housing inventory growth across various residence types. It found Madison with a Midwest leading increase of 37% over the period, with a total of 138,228 housing units as of last year. Much of the growth was large apartment buildings or multifamily developments. Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Racine rated near the bottom of the report, which also found nearly half the top 50 cities for housing inventory growth are in Texas. A Northwest Wisconsin man arrested for the alleged arson of a strip club. Investigators say the fire at Shooter's Showgirls Strip Club in Elk Mound was intentional. Leads and surveillance footage led to the arrest of a 25-year-old Colton Jansen from Comstock, said Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bide on Tuesday evening. The establishment was destroyed by fire early Saturday morning, and investigators determined it was caused by arson. No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Now Taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is Taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.
Here are today's vital statistics. Jacob Gerald Crook, 24, of Muscadet, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday as the result of an automobile accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jacob Crook, 24, of Muscadet, and formerly of Richland Center. Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge, died suddenly on January 18th. A funeral mass will be held at noon Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be held at Our Lady of the Field Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the church Tuesday from 10 until 11:45. A rosary will be prayed before the Mass at 11:45. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Patrick's Catholic Church of Loretto. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Rose Lee Bodendine, 78, of Loretto Ridge. Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 1 Tuesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Robert F. Johnson, 70, of Sextonville. Lynn Hagerty, 77, of rural Boscobel, died Thursday. A funeral service will be held at noon Thursday, January 30th, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at Union Hill Cemetery in Mount Zion. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the service time at noon. Lynn Hagerty, 77, of rural Boscobel. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until 11. Graveside military rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department and the Frank O'Brien Legion Post. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101, of Avoca. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sierra and Daniel Makovic had a daughter, Kieran Marie.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We have a couple of low-pressure systems that are going to continue to move through the area as we get through the next several days, and that pressure is going to change quite a bit though we are going to have stronger winds sticking around for the next several days as we continue into next week, and then a high pressure system at the end of next week will be moving in. As we continue into later on today, we are going to continue to see a few lingering snow flurries, then mostly clear skies as we get through the overnight hours. Those winds are going to be coming mostly from a western direction, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows will be dropping into the single digits. For Sunday, a few clouds with breezy winds sticking around. We're looking at winds mostly from a west-southwestern direction, gusting up to 20 miles per hour, highs in the upper 20s. Sunday night's going to give us mostly clear skies and breezy winds, once again from the west, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Lows are only going to be in the upper teens. And then going into Monday to kick off this upcoming week, we're looking at an increase in clouds through the day. Breezy winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour from the west. Warmer temperatures will be moving in, though. We're looking at highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tuesday is going to give us partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures once again in the upper 30s to low 40s. We do have a 20% chance of light snow showers coming through later at night, and that's going to continue overnight into Wednesday morning. Cooler temperatures are going to be expected, highs only in the low 30s. As we go into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with an afternoon breeze expected. Highs will be a slight bit warmer, looking at mid-30s. And then going into Friday of this upcoming week, more sunshine with a few clouds and warmer temperatures will stick around for a bit. Highs once again in the mid-30s. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their Saturday. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. 24 degrees at WRCO Studios. Yesterday's high was 17. The high for the day today was 34. We hit that this morning around 11 o'clock. Record high, 58 in 2002. The record low, 28 below zero in 1963. Last year's high was 38 and the low, 33. Sunset will occur at 4 minutes after 5 tonight. Tomorrow morning, sunrise time, 7:24. Right now in Richland Center, east to southeast winds are at 8 miles per hour. Barometer at 30.02. We did receive a trace of precipitation this afternoon, a few flurries. And right now, it's 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Sports Time is next. It is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center boys basketball team has a game tonight, in fact. The JV action began today at 4:30. Varsity action will follow. The Hornets are hosting Lodi, and Coach Brian Poles feels his team's defense has been a shining star in the last few weeks.
I think we're getting a little bit more used to some of our bigs playing perimeter because the matchups we've had to play, you know, some of our big guys on some perimeter players. And that's, you know, as a perimeter player, you've got somebody with a longer reach, and you're looking to take that three-point shot. You've got to be aware of how close they are and being able to get that shot off. So all those factors play into just a lot of our overall improvement so far this year.
The Hornets hosting Lodi tonight. They'll take on Black River Falls on Monday during a busy stretch of games. Games going on this afternoon also include Baraboo hosting Beaver Dam. Southwestern is playing North Crawford. It's Wyona-Leona with a game at Kickapoo. Also today, Fort Atkinson and McFarland. Bangor is playing Cuba City at Just a Game Fieldhouse. It's also Waverly, Shell Rock, Iowa, playing at Prairie du Chien, and Wanakee at Mount Horeb. Games completed, Monona Grove 76-73 over Reedsburg in boys basketball, at Mineral Point 68, Belleville 39. Girls basketball, Kickapoo is a winner against Wabino-Leona by a score of 38-37 today in a game played at Just a Game Fieldhouse. Platteville is playing Reedsburg as well in girls basketball, and Oregon is taking on Prairie du Chien this afternoon. In state, Wisconsin-Platteville with a win against Stout, 84-54 today in men's basketball. Michigan State over Rutgers, 81-74. Stevie Mitchell matched a career high with 21 points, and number 10 Marquette continued its recent domination of Villanova by beating the Wildcats 87-74 on Friday night. Chase Ross added 18, and Cam Jones had 16 to help Marquette improve to 17-3, 8-1 in the Big East, and beating Villanova for an eighth consecutive time, and tying number 20 St. John's for first place in the Big East. The 18th-rated Wisconsin men's basketball team plays the Nebraska Cornhuskers tomorrow after John Tanjay's 24 in Wisconsin's 85-83 loss to the UCLA Bruins. The meeting is the first of the season for the teams. Tip-off at the Kohl Center will be at noon. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM and on the Civic Media app. Pre-game starts at 11 o'clock. The Wisconsin women's basketball team travels to Minnesota tomorrow to face the 23rd-rated Golden Gophers after Sarah Williams scored 20 in the Badgers' 91-60 loss to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Curtis Jones scored 33. Kashawn Gilbert had 7 of his 12 during a key run. And number 3, Iowa State, pulled away late for a 76-61 win over Arizona State on Saturday. The Cyclones bounced back from a loss to West Virginia with a 108-83 blowout of UCF on Tuesday. Ohio State star running back Kinshawn Judkins, who scored 3 touchdowns in the national championship game, is leaving school early and entering the NFL draft. Judkins announced his decision on social media Friday by saying he is forever a Buckeye. Judkins transferred to Ohio State after 2 seasons at Ole Miss. He is widely expected to be a second-day pick in April. Las Vegas will host the 2027 College Football Playoff National Championship game. The CFP says the title game will be played on Monday, January 25th, 2027 at Allegiant Stadium. Coming up on Sunday, it is conference championships. At 2 o'clock, the Commanders will play the Eagles, and the Bills will play the Chiefs in a game that is going to kick off at 5:30. The Raiders have agreed to hire Pete Carroll as their head coach. A person with knowledge of the decision told the Associated Press this weekend the team and Carroll agreed in principle on a 3-year deal with a 1-year team option. The Dallas Cowboys say offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer has agreed to become the storied franchise's next coach. The somewhat surprising choice is a familiar one for Dak Prescott. The star quarterback worked closely with Schottenheimer the past 2 seasons with former coach Mike McCarthy as the play caller. That's an update on sports for this Saturday. I'm Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. 4 free phones of your choice plus 4 lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO's Retro Saturday continues with the Backtrack and Show, music headlines, and more coming up from the 70s and 80s. That is straight ahead here today on this Saturday. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby. Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO as we go back with some great tunes from the 60s and 70s. We'll be going back to some chart makers and headlines from this weekend during the month of January. And we'll talk first of all about a song that made it all the way to number one. It was a comeback single of sorts. He was coming back from a terrible automobile crash. Stevie Wonder had the number one song this weekend in 1973.
Oh, Backtracking on WRCO Radio, we hope you're having a great weekend. We take you back to a weekend in your life in 1976. This song did very well for the Ohio Players, and there was a little bit of, an urban legend that was started at the time that there was a, when this song was recorded, there was some sort of a murder or something that went on in the recording studio when this happened. And, of course, it all was just a rumor. There is a scream in the middle of it that people swear they, well, I heard somebody get stabbed in the middle of this song, which is kind of morbid, but not true. A song later covered by the Red Hot Chili Peppers as well. A song called Love Roller Coaster from the Ohio Players on the Backtracking Show.
Lord,
Backtracking show on WRCO, a pregame show for a show called Those Were the Days, which is coming up a little bit later on tonight. All right, some tunes going back in the day in the 70s and 80s and some music headlines. Daryl Hall and John Oates became the most successful duo of the rock and roll era when this song hit number one in 1982. I can't go for that. No can do. John Oates on the Backtracking Show from WRCO.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One day, a four-year-old boy asked his father a question. "Daddy, did they have a lot of snow at Christmas when you were little?" Father replied, "No, son, we didn't have any snow." Before the father could explain that he had grown up in West Africa, his little son piped up with, "I know why, Daddy. It's because you are older than snow." When someone has a full head of white hair, we say that they have snow on the roof. That's a nice way of saying you're old. The dusting of snow on my roof reminds me that I'm getting up there in years. But then I'm reminded that Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born, and Moses was called to lead Israel out of Egypt when he was 80 years old. I was called out of retirement to come to Richland Center to be your pastor, and I have several friends in their senior years who are leading youth ministries in their churches. Believe me, God is on a mission to redeem a lost world to himself, and he chooses to use us, his chosen people, to accomplish his mission, even in our advanced years. Ask God how he wants to use you.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone. Hope you're having a great weekend. We're at 24 degrees right now at WRCO Radio, and a fairly nice day, especially for January, but in the complaint department, that wind at times up there in the 20-mile-per-hour range, and gusts that were greater than that as well. So a little chillier than that, but what can you expect? 24 right now at WRCO Studios. It's time for another Backtrack and Take You Backtrack. This is a forgotten song from the spring of 1981, and it did well getting into the top 20 on the top 40 survey for George Duke and Stanley Clark. This is Sweet Baby.
When I think about your loving, the sunny evenings, the fun we used to share, looking through the memories in my mind. Since I've laughed and cried and thought it over, now I realize that it's never over, only set aside. Thoughts are only you, wandering through the memories in my mind. How could love so real have turned so empty? I just keep wondering why. Will I ever find the love we shared?
From early 1981, George Duke and Stanley Clark and Sweet Baby. Later on tonight, between 6 and midnight, we'll be taking requests on Those Were the Days, and we'll be profiling the year of 1982. A lot of country artists cross over to Top 40 in the year of 82, including this one, which was on the January survey. Those Were the Days preview on the Backtracking Show. This is Eddie Rabbit.
There's a full moon out tonight, and love is moving in the shadows. I got no place to run, and it's following me everywhere that I go. There's something in the air, I can feel it everywhere. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. With all this kissing and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave, it's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Looking in your eyes tonight, don't you know you got me hypnotized? Didn't mean to fall in love, but who could leave this paradise? I can feel it when we touch. Ooh, it's too much. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. With all this kissing and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave, it's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. 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 Someone could lose a heart.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio as we take you back to the 70s and 80s. Let's go back to this weekend in 1975. A U.S. number one song for the Carpenters, who took it to the top of the Billboard Hot 100. The Marvelettes led the hit parade in January of 1961. The Beatles had also recorded a popular version of this particular song. Here we go with the backtracking song from 1975. Up next.
Backtracking WRCO.
Stop. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see.
Oh, yeah.
There's a letter in
please,
your bag for
please,
me.
Please, Mr. Postman.
Why is it taking such a long time?
Oh, yeah.
I'll need a hand from that boy of mine.
There must be some words today from my boyfriend so far away. Please, Mr. Postman. See if there's a letter
Friday coming on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
A band legitimately from Down Under, Men at Work. They had broken through in 1982 with a song called Who Can It Be Now? And this weekend in 1983, Men at Work, they were on hand at number one in the States with a song from their debut album in the States called Down Under. Had a really good video, too. Back when MTV would rotate to the same song, the same video, about four or five times in a 24-hour span. So if you had MTV back then, you got pretty used to the videos and kind of memorized them by heart. Back in the day, 1988, big weekend for a group called INXS, another group from a ways away. And a song, Reign Supreme, it was called Need You Tonight.
I'm
Number one this week in 1988, INXS. In fact, we finished out the backtracking show with two bands in a row from Australia. INXS debuting in 1977, and they had a lot of hits through the 1980s. In fact, INXS estimated 60 million records worldwide in sales, making them one of Australia's highest-selling acts ever. Thanks so much for joining us for the Backtracking Show. Again, a preview of our Those Were the Days show. The pregame show is the Backtracking Show. And thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next Saturday at 5:30 with more music headlines and memories. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.